Welcome to the Full of Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:06, that is Pacific Summer Time, and today is September 12th. And following on from what was a pretty weak day on stock markets on Friday, the majority of indices in Asia were down, and down heavily. The Hang Seng was down over 3%, the Australian index down 2.25%, New Zealand, which has been among the very best performing of all developed markets, was down sharply in here as well today, and the CSI 300 on mainland China was down 1.75%, and that was a pretty similar story right across the region. There was definitely some profit taking in response to the kind of weakness that we had in the US on Friday evening. Well, then there was a similar story in Europe as well, where the majority of markets were down in excess of 1%, but what we have seen today on Wall Street has started to reverse some of those declines in the futures markets already. So, for example, the DAX closed down 1.34%, but in the futures market, it's only down about a third of a percent. So it's recouped an additional 1% decline in the aftermarket trading. The Dow Jones today was up 1.45%. The Nasdaq up a bit more. The Dow Jones down a bit less. And this is the kind of rebound that it really did need in order to get investors interested once more, because on Friday, we had pretty concerted selling pressure right across the index. Then what we also had on Friday was a strong dollar, but the dollar was not particularly strong in here today. So the yen was stronger by about 85 ticks. The pound was stronger by 69 ticks. And then we look at some of the commodity currencies, for example. Then the ruble was steadier, whereas the Canadian dollar was pretty much unchanged. And because the dollar was not overly strong, then what we had in the commodity markets was very similar to equity markets, where we had a pretty swift sell-off, particularly in precious metals earlier on in the day, but then they've rallied off their respective lows. So, for example, silver was down to 1876 and closed out the day closer to 1920. And that's reasonably close to the upper side of the range and on the day, and actually just a little bit above where it opened. It opened at 1920, and it's actually right now at 1920 as well. Then, because precious metals have pulled back so sharply over the last 3 days, then there is the potential that we get an additional bounce in here, and not least because they are back at an area where they've bounced previously. Then the other big market that that is worthy of mention is the bond markets, where we've had quite a lot of weakness over the last few days, and it was a generally quieter day overall. And all of this, when we take a sort of a step back and we start looking around and thinking, then there is great sensitivity to what is likely to come out of the upcoming Fed meeting. And we had a somewhat dovish tone coming from the last of the Fed governors to speak before their quiet period ahead of their meeting on the 20th. So that has allowed the market to rally somewhat in here. But overall, what we have to remain cognizant of is that the markets are highly indebted to extraordinary monetary policy for the extent of the rally that has taken place over the last 7 years, and they are highly susceptible to surprises on the upside. Meanwhile, there is really only about a 20-something percent chance, according to the bond markets at least, that there's going to be an interest rate hike in September. And against that background, then, what we have had is a sharp pullback. We've had an equally sharp, well, perhaps not equally, but we've had an impressive rebound in here today. And how the market trades over the rest of the week is going to tell us a lot about where exactly we are, because we were in an incredibly inert environment and there have been stops triggered, and today's impressive rebound will have signaled to everybody that there were definitely people underneath the market who had bids under the market with the aim of benefiting from just this eventuality. In order for this rebound to lose impetus, then those people who bought today would have to be put under pressure. In other words, that today's low would have to be taken out. What it has done is, because we had that very swift pullback on Friday, it has unwound a lot of the overbought condition in very swift fashion, and now we're seeing that the major indices are bouncing more or less from the region of their respective trend means. And as I pointed out on Friday, they were right in the region of their respective first areas of potential support. So the S&P was right in the region of its previous peak. It hasn't quite got back to the 200 moving average yet. That was the second potential area of support, and the third one was around 2000. So if it can even hold today's lows, then that would be very bullish indeed. It would also help to copper fasten the idea that the Fed is not about to withdraw the punch bowl in a dynamic fashion, that they have been very cautious so far, and they're likely to remain very cautious, because to be anything other than cautious would be reckless, and these are not reckless people that we're dealing with. In the absence of clear evidence that inflation is taking hold and potentially even getting out of control, they're unlikely to take any rash moves. And that's regardless of the fact that they must be cognizant of the pressure that they are putting on stock markets, that they have had such low interest rates for such a very long time that it has created these dislocations within the valuation process. So then that will also perhaps be a cause for concern, but also a cause for caution. And therefore, even if they don't raise in September, it is by no means clear that they're going to raise in December either. But what we are seeing right now is a certain amount of disquiet at exactly what it is that we're going to get from central banks. But what we also know is that central banks are by and large reactive in terms of what they do. And therefore, the greater the potential is for an upset, the greater the potential there is that central banks will act in a dynamic fashion. So then what we can very simply say is that last week there was a confirmation of a near-term peak. Today's upward dynamic is very encouraging because it means that we have not had follow-through on that downward dynamic. And then the rest of the week will tell us a great deal about whether this low is going to hold. If indeed it does hold, it would represent a higher reaction low within the context of the uptrend that has been going on now since the beginning of the year, and it would be an additional touchstone in terms of that trend. It might well have offered those who had bids below the market a very favorable entry opportunity before we see higher prices overall. That would probably also coincide with a confirmation that the Fed is going to be cautious until they have clear evidence of inflation. And of course, the Fed is, there is an additional reason the Fed has to be very cautious, and it is that there isn't any other central bank is talking about raising interest rates. And in fact, we know that there are a number of challenges facing both the Eurozone and Japan, and if indeed those challenges turn into problems, then they will, beyond the shadow of a doubt, move into additional extraordinary monetary policy measures. And against that background, that would put upward pressure on the dollar, which is perhaps one of the last things that the Fed really wants to see. When we look at some of the big companies, and not least Apple, then Apple has been trending lower and for over a year, and there is certainly a loss of momentum evident within that downtrend, but there is still a progression of lower rally highs. But it did bounce from the region of the 200-day moving average today, which is really rather encouraging. And if it can break that progression of lower rally highs, then it would really help lend some support to the wider market since it is still the largest company in it, but it would also indicate that this more than year-long funk has ended and that we're going to be moving back into a period of time when Apple might be able to perform at least as well as the wider market. Then, Amazon, which still has that progression of higher reaction lows, bounced in here as well today. And then the other one, of course, that is worth looking at is Google. And Google has really one of the more consistent trends overall, and really didn't pull back very heavily on Friday, and has bounced back to test that 800 level again. And by and large, if you look at this over a weekly chart, it looks like a pretty tight consolidation in the region of the previous peak. So, when you have got very large shares bouncing back in such a manner, then that is potentially a good sign for the wider market. And we also saw that the banking sector bounced back in here, which is an additional thing to keep an eye on. When we look at Europe, then this is still an inconsistent pattern overall, but the likelihood of significant euro strength is not the base case. And if we were to see the euro weaken in any meaningful fashion, then that would lend the kind of upward catalyst to European stock markets, at least in nominal terms. And I think the FTSE is also something that is worth keeping an eye on, since it is very much an international index, where it had got right up to test that 7,000 level, and had been rallying since the Brexit decision, and it has been consolidating, and it did pull back on Friday, but it is well off the low in here today, suggesting that this is probably nothing more than a consolidation within an overall bull market, and that a sustained move above 7,000 would confirm that. And when we look at the precious metals, then they have been going through a corrective phase, but this might well be an entry opportunity, which is why I bought more silver today. And this is, although it is likely to remain a volatile, choppy range for a while longer. And the other thing that is worth mentioning is oil. And oil prices, having been really quite firm in early trading in here today, have given up a lot of that advance. And there was news today that Saudi Arabia anticipates that there is going to be plenty of additional supply coming through, and not least from the USA next year. And it does also, confirm that we are in a ranging environment overall. We are pretty close to the upper side of that range, and that $50 is a psychological level. But meanwhile, natural gas, which isn't nearly as susceptible to politics as oil prices, was firm in here today. It was up 10 cents, and closing in on that $2 level. And overall, this has been an orderly consolidation where it got up to $2 a few months ago, pulled back to the regional moving average, and then has rebounded in here. And sorry, closing in on $3. I just want to correct myself. Closing in on $3 and a sustained move above that level would reassert the medium-term upside. I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I wish all the best to all of you.